T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ned Jones is the election integrity director for the Virginia Project. Ned, I mean, I guess that is the big question. I've got a lot of people who've emailed me the last few days that say, oh, John, you're talking about the election. It doesn't matter. My vote won't count. I'm not even fooling with it this year. And I'm thinking, well, I think it probably counts. I think there's the chance for cheating. But all I know to do, unless we're going to have a civil war, which I don't want us to have, unless we're going to have violence, which I do not want us to have, the only thing I can think of to do is go vote. So what's your take on where things are as people start voting in Virginia tomorrow?
Yeah, good morning, John, and thanks so much for having me on the show again.
Yeah.
There's a couple of reasons we think that everyone who can should vote on September 17th tomorrow, or the 18th if you work. And there's a phrase that actually my daughter came up with called claim your name, claim your vote.
Hmm.
If you vote on the first day of early voting in person, you're marked as voted, and then no one can steal your vote. In other words, we think it's likely that the same people who I believe stole votes last time are going to try it again. And it all starts with a couple of things. First thing is the dirty voter rolls. We know that in Virginia, there's many, many voters that should be removed. As a matter of fact, the Department of Elections has already removed or changed to inactive 500,000 voters this year since the election. Unfortunately, last year, they didn't remove any because they didn't maintain their list due to COVID.
Now, so why did the 500,000 come off the rolls or go to inactive? What triggers that?
Death. Non-citizen, people move. There's a number of different reasons. People go to inactive who they find have moved out of the area and haven't participated. Once they don't participate in a federal election for two in a row, they're canceled off the rolls. But anyway, so what happens is if you vote tomorrow, you're marked as voted. If any absentee or mail-in ballot shows up after that, it's canceled. It's not counted because you've already voted. Now, an imposter can come in and try to vote for you in person. And what happens there is they're allowed to vote provisional if they provide some sort of identification or sign what we call the ID confirmation form. Because, you know, John, in Virginia, the legislature made it so easy, and we're not accusing anyone, but to commit voter fraud. There's no ID requirement at all. The signature on mail-in ballots isn't checked against anything. It's all on the honor system. So any person can vote as any other person.
The honor system doesn't seem like a very good way to run an election, if just to be honest with you. I don't trust people with my change at the grocery store, so I'm certainly not going to trust them with my vote.
If we went back to the photo ID, if we went back to paper ballots on one day, absentee voting if necessary, things would be totally different. But it's going in the other direction. So when I hear people say, is my vote going to count? Will it make a difference? Absolutely. Because if you don't vote, it's only going to get worse. You know, the Congress wants to go to a national mail-in only federal election system. If that were to ever happen, we'd never win another election. One other thing that can happen, if you don't vote early and protect your vote, an imposter could actually vote twice for you. Once absentee, no signature check, no ID, and then show up to vote, no ID required, and vote a second time. And I believe, again, hard to prove, but I believe that kind of shenanigans happened last time.
So let me ask you that, Ned, because I can almost hear some people yelling at the radio saying we're lying about this.
No.
Do we have documentation that this occurred last year? Is there any evidence that we can hold up to say this is not just a conspiracy or conspiracy theory? It did occur, and we can prove it case by case by case.
No, there absolutely is no proof. There's been no proof, but we do know this. I was a poll watcher. I sat there all morning,
okay.
And people kept coming in trying to vote, and they were told they had already voted. It didn't really register with me at the time. I thought it was some kind of clerical error. With the massive 65% mail-in voting in early in-person last year, there was confusion. But then I heard it all over the country. I mean, I heard it in Georgia. I heard it in Michigan. I heard it in Arizona. All the other states, the same thing. So something was going on. The hardest
you think
thing
that was widespread?
It was, absolutely. And it's one of the things they did. Mm-hmm. And we know that dead people voted. They've absolutely found them all over the country. And so I can't say we have concrete, absolute proof voters who are telling me they didn't vote, who said, you know, it says they voted. But the theories are out there. And in order to protect our vote, we have to assume that these kind of things can happen and do whatever we can to mitigate it. We can't prevent it, but we have to mitigate it. So how we mitigate it is we protect our vote on the 17th or the 18th.
All right. Well, I'll be there. I'm going to vote tomorrow. And if I got to go wait in line for an hour, I'll do it because I am not going to have anybody pull that on me. And I don't want to have things deteriorate. But then there's some other people who have emailed me to say, okay, the voting roll issue is one issue, but will the ballot actually count when you put it in the machine? Now, Chris Piper, who's the commissioner of elections, was with us. He was kind enough to come on and spend some time with us. Maybe it was yesterday or the day before. The days run together to me. But he says that all of the machines have been calibrated and there have been representatives of both parties there to see that. Do you have confidence that the machines are fair?
Well, I think there's a whole discussion about the machines. And yes, there is testing going on right now. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be an observer on the 23rd in Henrico County watching what we call logic and accuracy testing. Every machine has to be tested prior to the election. Now, last year, unfortunately, and I bet he didn't mention this, 10 locations didn't test their equipment at all, including Prince William County, the one where Biden got the largest percentage increase of vote over Hillary. The machines were not tested according to law.
Wow.
So I hope he mentioned that to you when he was on your show. I'm going to learn a lot when I see it happen, but what I'm told is a stack of ballots are run through the scanner, and then a tape is run to see if the machine generates the results that are known. If that happens, then the machine is certified, it's sealed, and then on election day, it's unsealed. That's the process, and the only, you know, there's a lot of discussion about machines, and that's another area that hasn't, you know, we haven't seen the drop-dead proof of what happened with the machines, but that's a whole other discussion.
Yeah.
And again,
well, Ned, see, that's
the
problem. That's the problem. I mean, our side's got to be able to document these things in a way that is clear, and you know, I'm concerned about it, and I think whenever you're saying, oh, we don't need IDs, that's baloney and everybody knows it instinctively. You wouldn't hand out money at the bank without an ID. You shouldn't hand out votes. So I think the other side reveals that they're fine with cheating when they do something like that, especially at the same time demanding vaccination cards for all this other stuff that they want people to engage in on a daily basis. But we've got to document. We've got to come up with the proof if we're going to make these allegations. And I'm out of time, Ned, but I appreciate you coming on. And I do think you've got a very good point. And I hope people will follow the Virginia Project on Facebook during this 45-day season so that if anything does happen, you'll be aware of it and you can put pressure on the current elected officials not to let things get out of hand.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Ned.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.